Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 12th, to welcome to the podcast Joy DeShazzo. Joy is a member of our church who teaches Sunday school and also is an associate deacon, and she is a physical medicine and rehabilitation physician in her fourth year of residency here in Birmingham. Welcome, Joy, to the podcast. Thank you for reading for us today.
And now a reading from Matthew chapter 20, verse 17 through the end. Now as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him. And now a reading from Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. And now a reading from Hosea 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. Will they not return to Egypt, and will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? Swords will flash in their cities, will destroy the bars of their gates and put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me, even if they call to the Most High. He will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. all my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling like birds from Egypt, like doves from Assyria. I will settle them in their homes, declares the Lord. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies, the house of Israel with deceit, and Judah is unruly against God, even against the faithful Holy One.
Thank you so much, Joy, for being a part of our podcast. We've been friends for a long time, but I would love for everybody listening to just know a little bit more about you.
Thanks for having me today. I really enjoyed reading. So I am from Huntsville, Alabama, originally, and went to Auburn for undergrad and then ended up going to medical school here at UAB. And I'm currently a fourth-year resident physician in physical medicine and rehabilitation. I will be moving to Huntsville at the beginning of July, and I'm looking forward to being back with my family, but also will miss a lot of people in Birmingham, especially my church family here.
That kind of brings me to the next question I have. How did you become a part of Mountain Brook Baptist Church?
So I visited during the end of my second year of medical school. I was looking to join a church at the time and loved that it was close to where I lived and was hoping to get involved in some of the ministries. And I just fell in love with the community and the dedication to teaching scripture and have really grown a lot since then. I've enjoyed being a part of the growth groups and also being a part of a lot of the different ministries in the church.
Thank you for sharing that, Joy. I am so sad that you are leaving us in July, but I'm also really happy because I know you're going home and you are continuing your ministry as a physician. Tell us a little bit about your transition and what you do as a physician and how we might can pray alongside you in the future.
Yes, I'll be moving to Huntsville in July, and we'll be starting my job there. Which I'm looking forward to. My field is called physical medicine and rehabilitation, and we focus on treating individuals with disabilities, such as spinal cord injuries, brain injuries, stroke, cerebral palsy, anything that can cause disability. We also do non-surgical orthopedics. So I will be working with individuals who have recently been hospitalized and have been disabled in some way, whether that is from a stroke or from falling and breaking your hip, whatever it may be, and they go to rehab to focus on therapy and getting better, and I will be managing their medical issues while they're there.
I just see such a connect there between the Christian faith and desiring to see people healed physically. So how does your faith interact with your work?
I fell in love with the field for that reason. I loved seeing people working towards getting better. And as far as, you know, my faith, it is so neat to walk alongside people as they go through these difficult things. A lot of times during their hospitalization, they're kind of in shock and just getting through it, and they get to rehab and you know, their new disability kind of becomes more of a reality, and they're processing that a lot. And so I love that I get to develop these close relationships with patients and walk with them through these difficult times.
Well, thank you, Joy, for reading today, and thank you for your ministry through medicine. I'd like to pray for you and for your next ventures, and then if you'll close us in prayer, we would appreciate it. Father, thank you for this opportunity to get to know Joy a little more. Father, we ask your blessings on her and her ministry as a physician. We ask that you would take her hands and use them to be a healing touch. And we pray that as she works, that your spirit would work in her to continue your work of transformation and sanctification. thank you, Lord, that she gets to go home. We pray for the transition and the process there and ask that you would bless her and bless our fellowship, Lord, because we'll miss her and her active role in teaching and being an associate deacon. And we just ask, Lord, that you would continue to raise people up to serve.
Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love, God, and that you are there with us in our low points and in our high points, God. I thank you for the community at Mountain Brook Baptist and how you use that to grow us more and more into your image each day, God. Thank you for the promise of your presence with us. We love you, Lord. Amen.